Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Bosley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Thanks for tuning in this morning here on Impact 103. It is awesome to be with you on this very, very cloudy day in Gauteng. I must admit, this kind of day really wants, like, makes me want to just snuggle up, you know, like under a blanket, keep really, really nice and warm, and actually just spend time with the Lord. And I hope that if you're in that position, that you can actually do that here on Impact 103. You can just snuggle up, listen to everything that's happening on this beautiful radio station today, and just ask God to just fill you up and bring you into that place. And if you are unable to be there, you know, just put the radio on, allow what's happening here with us today to just really warm your hearts from the inside, bring you into the presence of God. And I hope that we can really create that atmosphere for you today. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be an awesome one. So stay tuned. I'm looking forward to it. You know, one thing for me when I'm spending time with the Lord is I really try to read the Bible with the Holy Spirit. It's something that I've noticed, that the Word of God is really quick and powerful when I allow God and read it with God. Like, I just allow Him to explain it to me. And I really pray that that happens with you today, that as we're reading Scripture, I pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would just move in the hearts and the minds of anyone that is tuned in this morning so that they can receive what you would like to say to them today. You know, and as I was spending time over the weekend, I actually went to a men's group that our church was hosting, and I was asking the Holy Spirit the same thing, just asking Him to move in my heart, to show me what He wanted me to know. And the Holy Spirit really showed me this one aspect. We were reading a book that was all about speaking and declaring things over your life. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, every time we pray, we are asking for the impossible to be done. And that just really stuck out to me. You know, that stuck out to me. So as we talking today, just ask the Holy Spirit, read the Bible with us. Let, as I'm hearing your words, just highlight what it is you want to say to me. So when I heard that sentence from the Holy Spirit, every time we pray, we are asking for the impossible to be done, I started thinking about impossibilities and possibilities with God. And, you know, impossibility is defined as something that can't happen or won't happen. And we really believe that. And kind of what's on my heart today is just to really pose that question to you. What is it that you're feeling that seems to be impossible? Let us know here on Impact 103 on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. And let's join in this conversation together and encourage each other to really believe that God can do the impossible. You know, if you've just joined us here on Impact 103, it is 10:15 and you're being real with me, Owen Farley. And here on Being Real, we really get to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And in Hebrews 4:15, it says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the salt of temptation, but one who is being tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. How was Jesus able to do this? As a man, how was He able to do this? Yes, He was fully God, but He was a man that showed us how we could really live a life that faces impossibility. He's God, but fully a man. He lived a human experience. I love this about Jesus. I love this. Okay, He faced those moments where He could have doubted. He faced those moments where he could have allowed himself to be disappointed or fall into temptation or even have the world cloud his reality of the kingdom. But somehow he managed to rise above it. Somehow he did that. And then he trained his disciples to do the same thing. They actually did the impossible. John 14 verse 12 says, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the same things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. Now for me, that is an invitation from Jesus that there is so much more if I can follow him, that I can do the impossible. So this is my challenge. It's like, how, Lord, how can I do that? And it's going to be an amazing time as we speak about this further. You know, the word that I think of when I hear the works of Jesus and his disciples, it's impossible. It's improbable. How were people, actual men, able to do these incredible things? I mean, think of Jesus and his disciples laying hands on the sick and through, like, putting their hands there through compassion, and they were healed. Those people were healed. Think of Philip and how he was baptized. Okay, he was baptizing the royal treasurer of Ethiopia, and then all of a sudden translated to an entire different place, moved. Just all of a sudden in a different place. Think of Elijah and how he called fire down from heaven. Actual fire that burnt up the burnt offerings, licked up the water. That actually happened. He had birds, ravens come and bring him meat and bread when he was waiting at the river, at the river brook. These are actual people, actual lives that they actually lived out. And this intrigues me. There's got to be something more that we can really access, because we've been filled with the same spirit that Jesus had. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. In Mark 10:27, it says, Jesus glanced around to them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. This really brings me back to a moment where I was saying, God, there has to be more. And I was asking God to revive me and bring me into the fullness of what he had. You know, when I realized that all things are possible with God, God was the key factor. God, when he's invited into a situation, he changes everything. And I remember just being exposed to this reality back when I was studying. And I was driving home from Tux the one day, just there by the old Joburg Road, and I was stuck in traffic. And here was this guy asking for finances. He was a beggar. He was actually crippled, and he was walking down the line with the traffic, you know, asking for finances. And man, as soon as I saw him, the Holy Spirit said, "Stop and pray for this guy." And I'm telling you, I could feel that I needed to do it, but I just didn't want to. I was afraid. I was like doubting in myself that God would use me to be a vessel and I would actually see this. And man, to my shame, I actually, when the robot was green, I actually put foot and I was trying to make it through the robot so I didn't have to pray for this guy. But God, in his grace and in his mercy, actually caught me at the robot where I was literally the first in line. I knew I couldn't like go any further, otherwise I'd literally hit the traffic in front of me. And I was so confronted with that moment where I could feel the Holy Spirit inside of me saying, invite me in, pray for this guy, I want to do something. And I was just afraid. I was like, God, I'm not going to do that. I'm in traffic, this is crazy. And this guy came to the window and asked me, and I said, I don't have anything for you today. And I felt so, that the Holy Spirit just was riding me. It was like convicting me big time. And so I saw him in my rearview mirror, hooted, and just called him back. And I knew that I needed to pray for him. So I wound down the window and said, listen, do you know that Jesus loves you? And as I said that, this guy looked at me and said, thank you so much for saying that. I really needed to hear that today. And right there, this compassion for him just rose up in my heart. And I said, listen, I'm going to go and park my car and I'm going to come down and pray for you. And I could see in his eyes that he was so doubtful that I was actually going to come down and pray for him. But I the robot turned green, so there I was going on my way. I pulled up to a little shopping center just up from where the robot was and actually walked down to where he was begging at the robot and called him to the side of the road. And as I did, I just lost track of everything that was happening around me and my focus just turned to him. And I was literally brand new in laying hands and actually stepping out and having faith that God could use me. And actually, I could see the same things happening through me that was happening through the disciples and the Holy Spirit moving. So I said, Holy Spirit, I have no idea what to pray for. Please just show me what it is that you'd like me to pray for. And as I was busy talking to this guy straight off the back, the Holy Spirit said to me, he has unforgiveness. And so I prayed, I said to him, listen, I know this is kind of a raw question, but I just want to ask you, you know, do you have any unforgiveness in your heart? And he said yes, because 8 years ago, he was in a car crash that left him a cripple like he was, and his friend was the driver. And his friend actually unfortunately passed away, but he had unforgiveness towards his friend because he was left in this state and wasn't able to live his life out and enjoy his life. And it was just beautiful for me how the Holy Spirit just really showed that. And right there in this moment, the Holy Spirit led him through a prayer of just forgiving this guy. And he gave his life to Jesus afterwards and just reconciled his relationship. And I said to him, you know, like, can I pray for you? Can I pray for your body? And he said, yes, please. So we actually sat down on the on the edge of the road and were actually praying for his whole body to be healed. And I laid my hands on his, I was trying to pick up his legs because I had learned about like God, like growing out legs and spasms in the back. And we couldn't even lift up his legs because all his joints were so solid. And as I laid my hands on his knee and was praying for his knee to, I just said, Lord, I command this kneecap to move back into its proper place in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, it freaked me out because right there under my hand, his kneecap just shot back into position. And I was like, whoa, did you feel that? And he was like, yeah, I'm telling you, I was amazed at what God was doing right there using me. Just a normal person to see God move. Like, I'm telling you, I was freaked out. All of a sudden, his body started moving in different ways. This guy was shorter than me when I started praying for him. And right at the end of it, he was taller than me. God moved his shoulders. He moved his back. This is an actual thing that happened. And towards the end of it, I'm telling you, I got this image of Forrest Gump. I don't know how many of you have seen that movie, but in the beginning, Forrest is like, has all these mechanical crutches around his legs, and he's running away from these bullies, and as he runs, these crutches start to break, and he runs. And this is the image I saw in my head, and the Lord said to me, tell him that. So I did, and as I told him, you know, run to that tree and come back, he started putting it into practice and he started running. And as he started running, it was like the Holy Spirit moved in all his joints, all his legs, and he was just running. Everything just like molded into the right place. He came back and he was so shocked because of what God had done for him. He was just like shouting, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And right there on the side of the road, there by Old Zurburg Road. And, it was tremendous because the taxis were hooting, finding out like what was actually going on. And I just, after that, he just stopped and he said, I can't wait until I go home and tell my mom. And as soon as he said that, my heart broke. Like, I could feel the love of God for this man. And that's the power of God. He wants to come into our lives. It says in Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Mark 9:23, all things are possible for him who believes. Now, I'm going to play a song. And this song by Kerry Job, it's called Forever. And as you get towards the end of the song, I want you to listen to this preacher, Isaac Wimberly, on how he describes God. Because God is powerful. God has set us free. He's given us victory. We need to invite this God that is powerful, supernatural, into our lives, into our situation, and see the impossible start to happen. Description of who God is, it gets me. It really, really does get me, because when we understand who God is and we are able to bring him into our situation, all things are really, really possible. Matthew 17:19 says, then the disciples came to Jesus and asked privately, why could we not drive them out? They were asking, why can't we do the same things that you are doing? Why? And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying trust. For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard, like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the Lord God, so what we see was not made by things which are visible. This is the reality that God has for us. We can really step into a place where the impossible starts to happen. Raise your faith. Ask God if you are battling for faith. Just ask him, Lord, I need more faith. And he said he will liberally give it. God, we worship you. We praise you for everything that you make possible in our lives. This is our reality, that we can make the impossible possible through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Acts 1:8 says, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. Now, if you want to re-listen to any of these podcasts, I'm telling you, I've had an awesome time just being real with you, where we can challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the image and the likeness of Jesus. And if you want to continue this process, if you want to just re-listen and meditate on what God was really saying today, then you can definitely do that. Just connect with Impact Radio on impactradio.co.za, or you could download the Impact 103 app and join us right there in this Impact 103 community. And we can just be able to listen together, meditate on God's word together. And so please, please try and get on there, see everything that God is doing with Impact 103, because it really does fill us all up with the words every day, with focus on the family, and with all the other times that we have with the presenters here on the show. So please join us. And also, just to also remind you that God is really going to be speaking to us tomorrow with Challenge for Change. You know, join me tomorrow, because we're going to be introducing the topic that's going to be happening for this month. It's going to be a really good one, something that I've been praying about and just asking God, what scriptures can we really learn so that we can change and challenge the way that we see life and move into what God really, really does have for us. So stay tuned for tomorrow, same time, same place, here on Being Real with Owen Farley. Coming up, though, we're going to have Lundy, who is going to be just checking in with you, and it's going to be an amazing time with her. She's had a great, great weekend, but I'm sure she's going to be just mentioning everything that she's been going through. And Mark 10:27, I just want to leave you with this, because it's a really great one. Mark 10:27, Jesus glanced around at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God.